Championship.
Bringing fantasy football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves, people. This is Steven Miranda.
And alongside him is Jeff Ellis. Did you miss me? Tuesday, November 13th, 2007. Sorry I missed last week, folks.
Oh, that's right. You weren't here. You were playing hooky.
I called in sick.
Playing hooky.
I called in sick because I was sick.
Oh, is that what you want to call it?
That's what I want to call it. Anytime you cough up the stuff, I'm coughing up.
All right. Week 10 is in the books, Jeffrey, which means goodbye to bye weeks.
Bye-bye.
From now on, every team is playing every weekend. Well, except the Miami Dolphins. Really can't say that they're playing football. But
that was funny.
Every other team is playing football.
Speaking of breaking news, Khalil Lemon will start for the Dolphins in Week 11.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Beck. They're not going to give Beck a Becking chance.
I don't know why you don't give Beck a chance after, 0-9. I just don't see it, frankly. I think you might as well.
All right, Jeffrey.
Throw him out to the wolves.
Let's just throw the people. What we're doing, since we're still recording the NFL show after this.
Yes.
We're going to keep this short and simple. We're going to give you very, very important nuggets of NFL news, such as all kinds of injuries that happened this past weekend.
Holy macanoli, Batman.
Then
injuries.
We're going to get Naz on the phone and do our clicks and flicks and send you on your fantasy football way.
And say, have a nice fantasy evening.
And on one quick note.
Yeah.
I would like to throw out a little shout out to all the other fantasy football experts that are playing in the fantasy football listener challenge league that was set up by one of our listeners, Frankie.
Okay.
And
so what qualifies somebody to play in this league?
Well, they had to have a fantasy football podcast.
Oh, this is a podcasters league.
Yes.
I wasn't clear on
fantasy
that.
Football podcasters league.
Okay.
So the two guys from Football Guys, Fantasy Football Journal, Fan Blog, FantasyFootballBlog.net, Roto World, all kinds of people who have a fantasy football podcast came out to join this league, and only one player.
Who set this up?
Frankie, he is a listener of all the podcasts. He listens to all of them.
But he's not a podcaster.
He is not a podcaster.
Well, he should get an award.
Well, he should get
because
an award for bringing
brilliant.
All of these people together.
Does he have the guy on ESPN that's such a boob?
No, he doesn't have the...
Because he'd be in last place, I'll tell you that.
We left the ESPN guy out.
He is such a boob. If any of you listen to his advice and follow it, you are in last place. Congratulations.
So on the fantasy football website today, I will post the link to that league because he has set it up so it's open
to
the public.
Well, it's fascinating.
And everybody can go and check it out. We here at Fantasy Football Rants and Raves are doing very well.
Well, we can't be. I can't take any credit for the we of that.
Okay, well.
It's time for you to step up.
I'm doing very well.
All
How
right.
About that?
That's fine.
I made in two. I'm leading the league.
All right.
And it's pretty good. We had a 7-2 versus 7-2 big time matchup this past weekend.
Ooh.
And I won 98-63.
98-60, that's pretty much a beatdown.
It was a beatdown. A beatdown! So now there are 3 weeks left to play in this league, and then the playoffs begin. So I'm very confident that Fantasy Football Rants and Raves will be represented in the playoffs.
Well, that's cool, because at that point, there does not need to be any money involved.
No.
And nor should there be. Because
no.
If you could say, I mean, Naz could say he's won the Sports Illustrated thing 3 years in a row.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
And maybe four. He's doing pretty well, actually.
And it's an amazing accomplishment.
Yes.
But to have won the league that was created for Fantasy Football Podcasters League?
Yes.
That makes...
I am the smartest man alive!
Now, you would never go out and say that about yourself.
No, I would not.
Because you know that humbling would be around the corner at some point. And,
yes.
And in fantasy football, you can be humbled just as quickly as you can be a
god. The very next week.
That's right. However, to maintain that at a high level is quite exceptional. I did not know that.
However,
my props to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Jeff, I kind of kept Jeff in the dark on that.
Yeah,
one.
So when you say we did this, I didn't do anything.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, I've told you I have 13 fantasy football
leagues. I knew that, and you may have more that you just lied to me about.
No, I only have 13. Of those 13, only two have losing records.
Nice.
And those two happen to be in our Fantasy Football Rants and Raves Network leagues.
What do you ascribe that to?
Well,
our listeners are so savvy.
They are savvy, but I did have the 11th pick in one and the 12th pick in another.
But as we've seen, if you had the 1, 2, or 3 pick, you were pretty much screwed. Because you chose guys.
No, because in all of the leagues where I had 1, 2, or 3 picks,
well,
I lead the division.
Well,
I lead the leagues.
Well, not if you had the first pick.
Well, I had LT in the first pick.
Okay, and LT's coming around. So, yeah. But who was the consensus?
If you had the number 2, Steven Jackson.
Yes,
yeah,
Steven Jackson, which he had a great week this week.
He did have a great week.
What do you know?
Yeah, Steven Jackson.
He's not irrelevant.
Steven Jackson lives, people.
Mark Bulger learned how to throw with 6 broken ribs, 9 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hanging on his back. That's correct.
Yes, that is correct. So, let's get to the fantasy news as it pertains to fantasy football. Now,
do we have like a morning music, like bum 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 bum? No, that's I was doing the.
You like doing the?
I do.
You live for the Darth Vader marching song. I've got the mystery strings. That's not what you want.
But no,
though.
No, no. I want like a.
You want a death anthem?
Yes, yes. Give me the death anthem.
I have not created
give me
one.
A death give march. Me... Something that. I would please ask that everyone take a moment of silence.
Well, I've got that. I've got the moment of silence.
No, I don't want that moment of silence. I want dramatic music.
Okay, well, here comes the dramatic drums.
A moment of silence for Adrian Peterson.
Oh, dude.
That was not silent.
I'm sorry, but
shut up.
You didn't tell me where you were going. You got to prepare someone for a
moment
of silence.
Silence. Do you know what silence is?
I've heard of it. Well, I haven't heard of it.
Now. Thank you very much. God, I said now and he's like quiet. That's good stuff.
You're all powerful. You always have been.
Jeffrey, Adrian Peterson goes down this weekend. It hurts me to my core.
It doesn't hurt you even as a fantasy owner. And I am a fantasy, multiple fantasy owner.
I own him in several leagues.
I know. And... So it's like it's
in
not several even
money
that.
Leagues.
That, I don't but it's even. Not it's that. Just I, not the money.
You know what? It's not the fantasy because those teams are well so
it is
far
that he
ahead.
He is so talented
I'm going
and so skilled.
Yeah, I really wanted him to see.
He is the talented Mr. Ripley.
No. He's not that. The talented Mr.
I never saw the movie,
Ripley
but it
was
a great
a murderer.
Oh,
he was a homosexual murderer. That's what
okay,
he was.
Okay, well then he's probably
so he's
not
the talented Mr.
Not that there's anything wrong with being homosexual murderers.
So, no, he wasn't that. But Adrian Peterson was going to have the best rookie season ever.
There was no question in anybody's mind, but I kept telling myself over and over again. And, Trisha, is that really what the talent of Mr. Ripley was about?
What?
A homosexual murder?
Yes.
Wow.
And then, why would you have to ask my wife? Like, I don't know. Like, I watch every single movie.
I know you
and
do.
I know everything single movie, what it's about, and you question me.
Movie. Once 10 years ago.
I know he can, but this had like Brad Pitt in it or something.
It had Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. So okay. Well, see, here's the deal. As long as it had Matt Damon in it, I knew
Gwyneth
she
Paltrow.
Would know everything about it.
I see. Okay.
I didn't know Gwyneth Paltrow was in it because in that case, you would know everything about it as well.
She was rocking hot in that movie, by the way.
It's over her, but it's not. It's over Jude Law.
Yeah.
Well, and he's a good looking man, I must say.
But let's get back to
Closer.
Adrian Peterson.
Closer was a good movie. Adrian Peterson, yeah, moment of silence because forget money, leagues, friends. You were seeing one of the most special seasons of all time just go down the toilet.
He has a torn LCL, which
is
not season ending.
It is the best kind of knee injury you can have.
They're saying it is a grade 2+ tear.
2+.
Yes, and they are saying it's not season ending. And that he could possibly be back in about 4 weeks.
Now, he has Rookie of the Year in the bag already.
But what I am saying to the Minnesota Vikings and to Adrian Peterson, should you be listening, take your time, dog.
Do not rush yourself back.
Take your time. Make sure that you are 100% healthy. You have shown the Minnesota Vikings
that you are that
what
special.
It is you can do. And they're not going anywhere this season, so there's
Trust
no
me.
Need to rush back.
That's absolutely true.
Take your time, get healthy, get back to 100%.
Got
and
a
then
fun
next
idea.
Year,
find an
when
offense.
The Vikings get a quarterback for you.
And maybe a receiver, too.
Ooh, what you're going to do next year. And you've already opened the eyes.
Yeah, your coaching staff now knows they don't have to worry about the running game.
All right.
And Chester Taylor can spell you just fine. They know that that department is taken care of.
Yes.
And I do want to see him back on the field just because he is such a special player.
All right. Larry Johnson, Jeffrey, another running back who is hurt, is still out. He is officially listed as out for this game between the Indianapolis Colts.
Which means another week of the Priest.
Priest Holmes. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think you need to start scouring the waiver wire if that's your only option.
Yeah, no, and we've got some for you today. We've got on the waiver wire, we've got our, I've got my clicks and flicks, and in my click department, I have some.
Okay. Also, I mean, you just should know that the Indianapolis Colts defense, it is for real, people.
Oh, the Indianapolis Colts defense is for real, but their offense is decimated.
They're struggling. They got injuries. But you don't want to play a running back against the Colts.
So
right
if
now.
By injuries you mean Dallas Clark, Marvin Harrison,
Anthony Gonzalez,
and then you the left tackle, yeah. Tony Hugo. And then although their defense is for real, they still are a man down with Fargus. Not Fargus. Freeney. It's an F word. And I always avoid my F words. And Dwight Freeney went down this week.
They're holding running backs down.
No, I know they are.
And they held LT pretty much to be irrelevant in the San Diego.
They kept him completely in check. But that Indianapolis Colts team is really in a they're really reeling.
All right, quickly about some quarterbacks before we move on, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Sun reports that the Baltimore Ravens say that Steve McNair is out at least 2 to 3 weeks with another shoulder injury, which means that Kyle Bowler will now be the Ravens' starting quarterback this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns.
We need a good yawn sound effect.
Yawn.
Okay. All right.
Well, here comes another yawn. The Chicago Tribune reports that reports that Bears quarterback Brian Greasy suffered what head coach Lovie Smith called a sprained left shoulder.
I come to Jesus and said, boy, this team sucks.
So guess who's going to get the start?
I don't know. You flip the coin, and on the other side of the coin is
If you go head, it's Rex Grossman. If you go tails, it's Kyle Greasy. Orton.
And, it's a three-sided coin.
That's true. And then Brian Greasy. But it looks like Grossman's going to get the start this week. So.
And he deserves it, damn it. That's all I got to say. You know why he deserves it? Because he's on the other side of that three-sided coin.
All right. Well, speaking of quarterbacks in Buffalo, it has been stated that...
Yes, J.P. Lossman will get the ball over rookie Trent Edwards.
And in Kansas City, Brody Croyle. The crawfish is going to get the start for the Kansas City Chiefs and benching Damon Heward, who committed 3 turnovers this past Sunday in the loss to the Denver Broncos. Croyle replaced Heward, and there you go.
Maybe not as big a yawn in the quarterbacking department. Jacksonville quarterback David Garrard will be back under center this week.
Yes,
against
San Diego.
Have you got him
on your roster?
Quinn Gray did a solid job as his backup.
He did.
But David Garrard's out there. If you've got him, play him, people. San Diego is in a bit of a tailspin right now. I'm sorry. Hate to break it to you, friends. They have fallen and they can't get up.
Tailspin.
I hate it.
You know who started their tailspin this past weekend?
This past weekend?
Yeah.
Let's see. Whom did they play? They lost.
There's a team that lost bad on the road. Everybody was high on them, and they started their tailspin.
What? Oh, the Detroit Lions?
The Detroit Kitty Cats. They got blown out by Arizona on the road.
Oh, that's right. It was the week before that the Lions had come in and kicked the crap out of...
They destroyed the Broncos.
The Broncos. So what does that have to do with the Chargers?
Nothing. I'm just telling you that you said tailspin. I said the team that really is in their tailspin is the Detroit.
Well, we knew that was going to come. Well, when they got their seventh win.
I'm just telling you, man.
You said it. You looked at their schedule and you said how they get an eighth win, ninth win, tenth win is beyond me.
All right.
Given their schedule.
Yeah. Really quickly, Jeffrey, before we get to clicks and flicks, I want to throw out some shout-outs. To our NFL Rants and Raves fantasy football players, the three top teams with the three highest scores in the league.
You will not hear my name mentioned here.
With a total of 1,047 points, averaging 104.7 points per week.
Not fair.
Booyah touchdown. I don't know who owns that team.
Okay.
That would be me. 1,036 points, averaging 103.6 points per week. The Frayed Knots. Now, that's a great name.
I like it.
The Frayed Knots. There was some really good.
That's a clever one.
There was some really good names. And that's Charles H. I won't give his last name, but that's Charles H. with the Frayed Knots there, scoring second. And finally, with 1,020 points for the season, 102 points per week.
I have a hunch we might know the owner here.
No, this is the Czech Anglo Allspurs. The Allspurs, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Czech Anglo Allspurs. And that is, hold on, I'm checking the, checking.
Mark Rea of NFL Network.
No, that would
announcing
be.
Announcing on the CFL
that
playoff.
Would be Lee. That would be Lee C. Lee, L-E-E, and I won't give his last name, C. So those there's only three teams out of 144.
Over 1,000 points.
Over 1,000 points, and those are the three right there. That's
been
impressive.
It's been a low year in scoring because of the craziness that makes up fantasy football this season.
So you got to give it up to those three teams. Two of them are in League 6, and one of them was in League 8.
Now, I had a couple other injuries to keep your eyes on this week.
Give them to
us. Hear the different reports coming out of camp. Perhaps you look at Naz's stuff.
Shoot.
Marvin Harrison, keep your eyes out for him. And Dallas Clark with Indy. Those are the two big ones because they've got to get back on the field or Indy is in a heap of trouble. I can't emphasize that enough because they have shown what they can do without. And it's not much.
Okay.
They're looking as thin as the San Francisco 49ers. My gosh. I thought that the great teams were supposed to have depth. But apparently they don't got it.
Not all teams can. You know, I think that's a good point, Jeffrey. The top team, I'd say the top 5 or 6 teams in the National Football League have great depth.
Okay.
Everybody else does not.
But Indianapolis does not have great depth.
They do. They're on their 5th wide receiver. That's the 5th string wide receiver you got going out
there.
You
know, half those picks that Peyton Manning threw were just guys not running routes
not
correctly.
Not going the right way, absolutely.
And so it's like, and they're hanging those on Peyton and as if it was his fault. And he took them like a man.
He did. He
but
did.
The fact
and
is.
And he nearly led his team back to victory.
He did, after all of those interceptions.
I mean, as a matter of fact, he did lead his team back to victory. It's just his kicker couldn't make a freaking 29-yarder.
Those are hard.
29-yarders?
Okay, they're not.
Kickers.
Kickers.
All right, Jeffrey.
So here, I got scoring studs
give
real fast
scoring
before
dub.
We get
yes,
to
let's get to
the NAS.
Clicks and flicks.
So I've briefened it.
Scruppers.
I've briefened it.
Give it to me.
Okay. Quarterback, weekly leader, Ben Roethlisberger, 29 points, burger. And running back, weekly, Brian Westbrook, 36 points.
Sweet.
Wide receiver, weekly, perhaps you've heard of him, Terrell Owens.
And who does he play for?
I believe he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles or the San Francisco 49ers. No, Dallas Cowboys, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
24 points. Tight end weekly, Jeremy Stevens, New York Giants, 18 points.
That would
points.
Be Jeremy Shockey, by the way.
Jeremy Shockey. Jeremy Stevens is a jockey that rhymes with Shockey that races down here at Santa Anita.
He is a jockey.
That's a small world
I
after
always
all.
Bet on his horse, by the way.
No, because Jeremy Stevens is a great jockey, yes, Hall of Fame jockey.
Yes, he is.
But we're not talking horse racing. In the kicking department, well, I don't know why, but you got to. Shane Graham, you got to give it up for him. All 21
7
of Houston points.
Field goals. Now, that would have tied a record had not earlier in the season Rob Briones kicked 8.
That's right.
So there you
what
go.
What a weird year. And that was all their points, and that was all they needed. They only needed one of them, actually.
Well, they were playing the Ravens,
yeah,
dude.
The Ravens.
They actually needed three.
The Ravens
they needed three. Yeah, the
and the defensive weekly, the San Diego Superchargers.
Well, when you got Darren Sproles returning a kickoff
and
a punt for
in the first quarter.
And then you get 6 interceptions and a fumble recovery.
26 points.
That's pretty good.
Tell the story.
with the
Sluggers, but speed is Sluggers
in Seattle, with the Seattle crew. Hey, Seattle crew, what's up? And we're watching this game.
Was it Kim?
Jeff and I have the Indianapolis Colts winning the game. But one of the listeners who was there hanging with us, her name was Kim, her fantasy football team was chasing down, like 60 points.
It was 60 points. She was down by.
And she's got the San Diego Chargers defense going.
And by the end of the first quarter, she had almost 25 points.
She had 25 points, right.
And you're like,
it can happen.
Kim, it can happen. I've never seen a defense get 60, but if this is what it looks like if they're gonna.
At the end of the first quarter,
we're all rooting for
her. She had 26
points.
Come on,
more picks, more picks.
It was amazing, but then the Colts scored, and then that kind of reduced some points and stuff. But still, how many did they wind up getting?
26.
I bet you the dude that she was playing was sweating.
Freaking out. He's like,
what's going on here?
That was great.
That's good stuff.
Had a great night at Sluggers. There
in Seattle.
In Seattle,
downtown
right
Seattle,
along
the
waterfront.
Stadium.
Next to Quest Field. Beautiful Quest Field. Have your ears stopped ringing?
It was loud there.
Okay, so I see Scott W.
We should stick to this story for the NFL show.
Just real briefly.
Okay.
Scott W., I saw today.
Yes.
He saw the whole game, Monday Night Football.
Yes.
He said every person he saw in the stands had earplugs in.
I don't doubt it.
And they are yelling still.
Well,
they're
of
the
course.
Ones causing the noise, but they are wearing earplugs.
Those are the smart ones.
Safe.
Why were we not that smart?
Because we were with a doctor.
That's
a
true.
Medical doctor. And he didn't advise us to bring earplugs.
So he didn't have earplugs.
I know he didn't. I think
to probably, Jeffrey, 14 out of the 31 stadiums in the National Football League. That by far is the loudest.
It was hands
down.
12th man is no little. It's no,
not,
little
no
joke.
Wonder
it's
they
not
went
a
to
joke.
Court to keep that name.
It's 12. Not a joke, people. That is so loud. It would kill a herd of pigs.
All right, it's time to get the doc on the line.
No, it's called to get the Naz, the doc. The doc doesn't want anything to do with us anymore. He's sick of us.
That's
now.
True. He has 3 days of Steph, Jin, Steven, and Jeff.
Well said.
Thank you.
And that segues us to
the Mastermind Edge.
All right, with us again is Michael Nazarek, President, CEO of Fantasy Football Masterminds.
Hey, Naz, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, doing great. How's it going, guys?
Just back. He didn't call in sick today.
Yes, welcome back, Jeff.
Yeah, I kind of resented you guys making fun of me like I called in sick at work or something like that. I mean, if I miss this, I got to be almost dead.
You were almost dead.
And I was almost dead, and you guys are sitting there saying like I called in sick. Oh, I would call in sick for a real job, but not for this. This is too important. We're talking fantasy football here, guys.
Naz, all kinds of crazy stuff happened this week. Week 10, some injuries.
Psycho week in the NFL.
Real quick, we got to know what's going on with Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson, that's the big story of the week. He on a run, got hit on the knee, on the kind of the side of the knee by a helmet by a Packers defender, and kind of flipped over. And basically it tore his LCL, which I believe is his lateral ligament?
Yeah, it's the lateral crucial ligament, which I'd never even heard of. And I thought I knew knees.
They diagnosed it as a grade 2 sprain, which is a tear. He's going to sit this week. They're going to play week to week. I think he's going to sit at least 2 or 3 weeks. They say he may come back next week. They've actually talked to some other doctors, and some other doctors are saying that, hey, it's probably best, you know, since this is, you know, just the start of his career, that he sit the rest of the season. They're not going to do that right now. It's kind of like the Larry Johnson situation where they're going week to week, but he's definitely not going to play this week.
But if you've got him, you shouldn't get rid of him because he might come back later on in the season during Super Bowl week.
Oh, yes. He might be back as soon, like I said, as soon as next week. I think he's going to sit 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks realistically, and Chester Taylor is going to start there, and Newaldy Moore is going to move up and become the backup and the third back, third down back, and he's going to catch some passes here and there. But Chester Taylor is the guy you want to – he's the hot – free agent pickup of the week. Everyone's going to be grabbing him.
Fascinating question for you boys. How long do you hold on to somebody who isn't playing? Because I've been holding on to Marvin Harrison for, practically the whole season. Steven, you've been sitting on, what's his name?
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson, who's finally active this week for the Houston Texans, and he's been out since week two.
I've been sitting on Javon Walker for about 5 or 6 weeks, and I still got him.
So this is my point. How long, and is it a case-by-case basis? How do you decide what factors into those decisions on how long to hold on to somebody?
I think it also depends on your scoring rules here, because in the league where I've actually got Javon Walker, we have a thing called IR, where we can actually put somebody on the side, put him on IR as long as he's listed as out, and then pick up somebody else and play.
Well, that'd be nice.
But in most leagues, you won't be able to do that. And I think it really depends on your situation as to whether if you're cruising in your league, you know like 7-2 this week, 7-3 after week 10, then, well, hold him, because if he comes back, Javon Walker or Andre Johnson is supposed to come back this week, then, that's going to be a big boost to your team. If you're really, just dragging it there at 3-7 or 2-8, I'd probably end up just cutting him if there was another hot player that you could pick up and play immediately. If you're in the middle, kind of like fighting for your life there with a 5-5 record, then you got to play it. You got to play it close to the vest. And in most cases, I would probably still hold on to him if he's going to come back here in the next couple of weeks, especially if it looks like he's going to play before your playoffs. So he could actually help you maybe get over the hump and win the last game of the regular season to get you into the playoffs.
Okay, that's great advice.
Yeah, I also think that in keeping him, especially if you're doing well in the season, he will come back, or you looked for him to come back weeks 14, 15, and 16. Those are the playoff weeks in fantasy football. That's when you want him around anyways.
Yeah. Right. That's if you're probably why you got him in the first place was
exactly,
for those weeks.
And so you definitely want to eye that, the matchups those weeks. If they're going to help you during the playoffs, that's when you want him. Of course, if you don't make the playoffs, then he's just been sitting on your bench.
Harrison, it's been nice knowing you.
Right, you gotta make a move. But in this, what brought up the question, Adrian Peterson. Now I've got him in a whole bunch of my money leagues.
I have him in a couple of leagues,
and he has gotten me records of 8-2 and 9-1 in several of those leagues. So I
gotta hold on to him.
I'm sitting pretty. I will now probably play someone like Ernest Graham Cracker. And just sit him there, because hopefully he comes back week 14, week 15, week 16, and then I've got him to just plug right back into my starting lineup.
And just go booyah on somebody.
So there
you
go.
What's also interesting is that I've got some subscribers that have asked me about Travis Henry, and this is a whole different kind of story, but it's along similar lines here.
It's very similar.
We got guys that are struggling kind of to make playoffs, maybe 4-6, 5-5, and they got Travis Henry, and somebody like maybe Travis, like Chester Taylor is on the waiver wire, and the guys, can make the move here to pick him up, but do I keep Travis Henry and hope that he comes back from the injury and plays this week? Well, hey, he could be suspended next week, and then he's worthless. Or do I just go ahead and toss Travis Henry to the side and expect that he's going to be suspended and then pick up Chester Taylor and play the sure thing that's going to start? And that's kind of a tough situation there. It kind of goes, depends on your personal situation and all. I'm not going to assume that Travis Henry is going to be suspended. So, I would probably go ahead and hold him. And you don't know exactly when Adrian Peterson's coming back anyway. He could come back as quickly as next week. And what happens if you drop Travis Henry and then he comes back and plays well, and then, he the NFL, they rule in his favor and he wins his appeal and he's just not suspended, and then what happens there? You're left a player.
And speaking of, just a good old boy. Chris Henry started for me last week, got me 9 points. I wasn't afraid to pull the trigger on him, and it paid off well.
One other thing that I think everybody should be aware of, everybody should know, after week 10, all bye weeks are now finished. So you don't have to carry that second defense and that second kicker and that
second
tight end. You can get rid of all of those players and pick up guys that are going to help you down the season.
Running backs and wide receivers, stock up.
Exactly. So
you're exactly right, guys.
I just thought
this is one thing that I've kind of shifted away from in the past couple of years. I always used to be one of those guys that always liked to have a backup kicker or backup defense. But over the last couple of years, I've shifted out of that. And when the buys are over, if you've got a for sure thing, like the Chargers defense or, the Giants defense playing well, if your kicker is Vinatieri or, well, of course, this past week he wasn't automatic. But, guys you're going to play every week, then go ahead and drop the backup and pick up somebody like Chester Taylor if you can, or Selvin Young or whoever else is on the waiver wire that's going to help your team.
Yeah,
so you can very often go out on the waiver wire and find somebody to plug in there should you have a special need.
And it's always good. It's always good to make sure that you carry backups for those positions, wide receiver, quarterback,
and
running back. Because if your stud, who you have right now, and he's performing great for you, in week 13 goes down, now what are you going to do when it comes playoff time?
You're bummed. You're done.
Yeah, so there you go. It's time, Jeffrey. It's time for Clicks and Flicks for week 11. Oh, my God. Did I say week 11?
You sure did. Time flies when you're having fun.
You remembered the sound, too, this week.
I did that.
Jeff did the hit bang.
I knew Steve would forget.
I was just like, week 11.
He was stunned at the week 11 phenomena. Where did that come from? Well, welcome. You know what? A week from Thursday is Thanksgiving. Thank you.
The Thanksgiving triple header.
The Packers and the Cowboys? Oh, my gosh.
No, it's actually Jets and Cowboys. That game won't be close at all.
They keep advertising it as Cowboys Packers, and
Cowboys
Packers.
The following Thursday, the 29th.
They're deceiving.
They are a little.
That NFL Network, they'll do anything to get viewers.
Oh, man, it's going to be good stuff. So let's get to the clicks, starting with quarterbacks. Naz, we're going to open the floor to you first. Who should you click? Who should you start?
Well, at the start of the season here, you know, Carson Palmer for the Bengals was an automatic must start, but recently he's had struggles there. And even though they got Chris Henry back last week for the first time all year, there were no touchdown passes.
If by recently you mean 9 or 10 weeks, then yeah, recently.
Yeah, recently. Well,
the entire season.
Palmer's, I think, well, he's been throwing touchdowns here and there. So, I mean, it's not like he's in the, you know, outside the top 15. But I think in most leagues he's hanging right around the top 10 or 12 or so. But I think he's going to break out this week against the Cardinals. They got Chris Henry back. I think that Rudy Johnson now is a little bit more healthier. And they got Kenny Watson they can throw to out of the back. Out of the backfield, and I think that he's going to be spreading the ball around, and I wouldn't be surprised to see 2 or 3 scores this week from the Bengals.
A little observation on Palmer, guys. Since that Cleveland Brown loss where he threw 6 touchdown passes, he hasn't been very good.
No, he hasn't.
He exploded in that game, and since then he's just been, you know, average. He's been average.
But we'll see with Chris Henry if now having some more options – he can actually spread the ball around a little bit, and it opens up the coverage.
Well, there you go, and that's why Naz has him as his click. Jeffrey, who are you clicking at the QB position?
You know, I'm staying in the same department. I see some health returning to Arizona, and I think that Kurt Warner is slipping out of a coma, and he's going to be another good start this week against the Cincinnati Bengals that are just you can do anything you want against them.
Yeah, you can throw on the Bengals. I say go and play Derek Anderson of the Cleveland Browns. He's going against the Ravens secondary that, you know, they used to be like, ooh, you know, Ravens defense is just tough and amazing. And right now they're a little banged up. They got problems with the
ship all banged up.
And they got problems with the older side of old.
And then the older people are starting to show their age later on in the season. So I think Derek Anderson will be able to put up some huge points against
the Ravens. Hey, Naz, I would put Derek Anderson in almost as an automatic every week. Where are you at with that?
I would think so. I was just going to say this. I have to admit this. This has been one of the most biggest surprises of the season. Cleveland Browns offense is almost becoming like a juggernaut now.
Yeah.
Their running game is still kind of struggling, but Jamal Lewis has his games here and there, and of course he can get in from the 1 yard line. He proved that a couple weeks ago. But Derek Anderson has been throwing 2 and 3 touchdown passes almost every week now for like, I don't know, what, 6 weeks now?
Yeah. It's been a while, yeah.
It's ridiculous. By the way, I want to get back to Carson Palmer real quick. You said since week two when he threw 6 touchdown passes, in the 7 games since, he's got 2 games of multiple touchdowns, 2. And then he threw in 4 other games he threw 1. And then last week he didn't throw any. So on the season he's got 16 through, what, 9 games?
Which sounds kind
of
like
a
lot.
Yeah, but 6 came in 1 game. So.
Looks can be very deceiving, can't they? Those numbers,
yes.
You really do need to break them down. In the wide receiving core, I'm back in Arizona with
running backs. I didn't think
we were there yet. Detroit, I've got Kevin Jones going against New York Giants.
Running back, really, against the Giants?
Trust me.
Okay.
Trust
Jeffrey.
Well, he's got to run more than -4 the last week, right?
Yeah. That was a bit of a shot across the bow there.
He did score.
But I didn't say to start him last week. I said to start Justin Fargas, and he did great against Chicago, getting 8 points.
That's
Thank you very much.
You sure did.
He got a score.
That.
Thank you.
Good job. Good job on that Justin Fargas one, by the way.
We're going to get into that. In fact, Nastin, did you want to get in that now or with the flicks?
No. Let's wait for the flicks. Naz, who do you got at running back? Who should you start?
I got Ryan Grant for Green Bay. Boy, I tell you, he comes coming off a really big game against the Vikings last week. I was really shocked. I had him in a couple of leagues, and basically because of the bye, I had to start him. And I was kind of hesitant a little bit, and I said, well, you got to go, man. You know, you're the man. You're the man of Green Bay. And I turn on the game here and watching it, and he runs for 90 yards in the first quarter and a half and a score against Minnesota, the number one run defense in the league. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, the kid's for real. And he can take a hit, unlike Mr. Deshaun Wynn there, and doesn't go to the sideline holding his hand or his stomach or his legs or whatever.
His
and
stomach. My stomach
really
hurts,
well.
Coach. I got a tummy ache.
Again. They're playing at home this week against Carolina, and Carolina's nothing special this year once again, and I think he's going to run for over 100 yards and score.
Are such the man that I went and picked him up in two leagues where I was desperate for a running back, and sure enough was able to scrounge him up. But I didn't have the nerve to play him. I said, well, let's see what happens this week. And they both games cost me. I could have won had I played him in both games.
What's the purpose of when you do that? When you pick somebody up, you've got to go with
Tinkerer.
It.
You just got
them.
Done saying.
Tinkerer.
You just shut up,
Tinkerer.
Steven. You should see his little tinkerer dance that he's doing in here.
Why be a tinkerer? You made the right move, but you didn't have the cojones to play it.
I trust Naz and his forecasting abilities of saying, I see something on the horizon. But even Naz said that he was nervous to start him.
Yes, but he did start him, though.
I was, but I did start him.
Well, that's what makes you the god and me a demigod, okay?
Demigod.
Okay, Jeff.
Little G's on both of those.
Yes.
All right, I, at the running back position, say start. Are you ready for this, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Ernest Graham.
Sure, Graham Cracker
running
Crust.
Running back for Tampa Bay. He is a big Graham Cracker Crust now, and he is going up against the Atlanta Falcons, which you can run on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Tampa Bay is going to rely heavily on Ernest. I expect him to get 100 yards and get in the end zone one time.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Michael Pittman because he's coming back into that game, but I expect him just to be catching the balls on third downs here and there. But they're going to mix him in. But, you know, it is a very good matchup for Ernest.
When I think of Atlanta's line, I think of a literal line. I don't even see a secondary to get into. It's like you get past the first guy, you're gone. It's that simple. I mean, somebody's got to go find you. They are not a good team.
All right, so we're going to continue moving on with our clicks, players to play. Wide receiver, I'm going to start here. And at the wide receiver position, I'm going to throw a name that you haven't heard in quite some time. Andre Johnson, wide receiver for the Houston Texans. He's been out with injury, but he has been licking his chops.
He's back.
Chomping at the bit to get back on the field. He says he's healthy. The Houston Texans say he will return and play against the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints have been giving up big plays to wide receivers. Andre Johnson will get his. That's why I say start him.
All right.
Well, I tell you, you know, Andre Johnson practiced on Monday, and head coach Gary Kubiak said he looked really good. So he's obviously probably very happy to get him back on the field. He is going to start. Andre Davis goes back to being the number three. Jacoby Jones is now the number four. Kevin Walter, don't forget him. He's going to start opposite Andre Johnson. And now Andre's going to draw the number one coverage. Kevin Walter is going to get the number two guy, and that might just be Jason David this week, who's been giving up big, huge plays all over the place for the Saints. So not only should Andre Johnson do well in this game, but I think Kevin Walter is going to have a good game too.
All right, and on that note, who are you starting at the wide receiver position?
And Kevin Walter is one of my picks to click this week. However, it's not the one for this show. Drew Bennett in St. Louis scored last week. He's healthy. Isaac Bruce tweaked his hamstring. They're not sure if he's going to play. The Rams are back on track. Steven Jackson's playing. Mark Bulger's playing better. His ribs are almost completely healed now. And I think another score is in order for Drew Bennett this week.
Excellent.
Jeffrey, who you got?
I got Arizona's Larry Fitzgerald. Sounds like a no-brainer, but, you know, the Arizona Cardinals have been as up and down as a roller coaster all season.
And so has he. He's been up and down.
He has. But Anquan Boldin with his ribs not quite 100%. Look for him to be getting the ball more often, and they're playing Cincinnati, which enough said.
All right. Yeah. Moving on to El Tight Ends. Naz, tight end to click.
Well, here's the name that everyone was talking about in the offseason before he got hurt, and then he's been playing hurt, but he's healthy finally. That's L.J. Smith from Philadelphia. He scored last week. I was watching the game closely. He's running. He's making cuts. He's doing everything he used to do when he was healthy, and McNabb is throwing him to him now, and he might actually be on your waiver wire. If he is, grab him and start him if you need him. I think he's going to score again this week.
And he scored last week. Yeah, he was all over the field last week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jeffrey, tight end, give it to us.
I got Jeff King, Carolina Panthers at Green Bay. Just kind of, it's not going to be a massive scoring fest, but I think there's a good chance he gets in the end zone.
All right, and for tight end, for me, I say Randy McMichael of the St. Louis Rams. Just as Naz said earlier, Mark Bulger is now, he's finally getting into a little bit of a rhythm.
He's figured out how to play with all those broken bones.
And last week
Maybe they'll let Steven Jackson throw another touchdown pass
to him, just like he did last week, correct. He got in the end zone. I expect him to get in the end zone again this week. So that's the tight end to click. It's time for flicks to picks. Picks to flick. Picking to flicking. These flicks are players that even if you have them, we don't expect them to be as productive. So you should sit them on the bench. We'll start at the quarterback position. Jeffrey, why don't you give us a quarterback to flick.
I first have to make long-distance apologies to anybody who listened to me and benched Eric Anderson last week. I don't know. I was drunk. I don't know. He got 16 points, and boy, did I feel stupid. I was sick, but not that sick. This week, though, Joey Harrington, trust me, against Tampa Bay, he ain't getting jack.
All right. That is an ugly matchup.
But Jeffrey,
that is a very bad matchup.
You weren't as bad as me. I, even after Naz had clicked Mark Bulger, I still had the cojones to flick him. Oh, man, that was bad.
We had a click flick fest?
Now, that was sick right there. I don't know what I was thinking. Quarterback this week, it could be Testaverde. It could be Carr. It could be Matt Moore. It could be anybody the Carolina Panthers want to throw out there against the Green Bay Packers. Whichever one of those quarterbacks it is.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina as a quarterback named
whatever. in Green Bay, going up against that Green Bay Packer defense, whether it's Testaverde, whether it's David Carr, I don't care if you're desperate, go find somebody else, because if it's a Carolina Panther quarterback, he's not going to do well.
He'll spend a lot of time on his back on there the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field.
Naz, quarterback to flick, who you got?
Well, the NFL, in all their wisdom, thought that they had a really good matchup, and they got one on paper in terms of records because the Buffalo Bills have won, what, 3 in a row now or so?
Yeah,
Four in a row.
That is correct.
Well, they moved that game. They're hosting the New England Patriots, and they moved it to the night
right.
game.
Sunday night football.
D.D. Losman's just going to get killed in that game. if he couldn't throw a touchdown pass against the Miami Dolphins, do you think he's going to do anything against
You got a point.
You got a good point there. So you're flicking J.P. Losman.
Ain't happening.
Remember,
he's back on the flick list.
The reason Losman lost his job to begin with,
yeah,
he got hurt in the first meeting against the New England Patriots.
Which was week two, yep. I believe.
Yeah, so there you go. I would agree with Naz.
I think he's gonna be seeing all those stupid New England Patriots guys coming at him in his sleep again. He's not going to be able to sleep the night before the game.
Oh, man. Okay,
moving on. Here comes Brewski again. Boom!
To the running backs. Running backs to flick. Naz, why don't we start with you?
Well, it's a very interesting situation going on in Oakland. The first month of the season, Lamont Jordan was running through around everyone, scoring and running for 5 yards a carry. And then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, Justin Fargus got the start, and Lamont Jordan was the backup. And then last week, he was in street clothes on the sidelines.
He was handing out orange slices, I think.
Yeah, Lamont Jordan has...
This week, I'm not even sure if he's going to make the plane to get out.
No, someone's got to hand out orange slices.
To Minnesota. There's obviously a personality conflict there, something going on with the coaches and everything, and they just decided that Lamont Jordan's not in their plan, so you want to flick him. I'd flick him right off my roster if I had him.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to ask one more time because I'm still not quite sure what in the world Lane Kiffin and the Oakland Raiders are doing here with their running back situation, but here's the deal. Now they're not happy with Lamont Jordan. I've yet to see Dominic Rhodes get on the field, and he was supposed to be their big acquisition. And now you're telling me that Justin Fargus is going to start
Steven, I'm so sick of your arrogance.
You really don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. and you never will.
Okay.
Okay. So just be scolded. That's Jim Morris Sr.
Why are you scolding
me?
Oh,
playoffs?
Playoffs? Yeah, yeah, same guy. Same guy.
I thought I recognized that voice.
Now, I'm just, you have the hubris to sit here and second guess someone who is young enough to be your son and to question his coaching capability.
I don't know what
up there in football
doing.
Purgatory.
Football Purgatory. The Oakland Raiders.
Commitment to excrement.
I don't know what they're doing up there. Naz, help me out. What have you heard about the Dominic Rhodes?
Well, they're getting to give him another chance there to back up Justin Fargus, but they clearly like Fargus now. They're giving him the bulk of the carries. He's
today,
getting goal line work. And I expect him, Dominic Rhodes, just to do be the backup here. Now, if something happens to Justin Fargus, then Dominic Rhodes will probably end up getting a chance to start, and Jamon Jordan might actually get back on the field as the backup.
Yes.
The issues in Oakland go beyond that, more like who the quarterback is and why they're reluctant to put Jamarcus Russell,
you know why,
on the field to play.
I've got a theory.
Basically,
on that.
They're trying to say because he doesn't have any quality receivers to throw to. And this is the same team that traded away Randy Moss just, 6 months ago?
For nothing.
That's right.
They got a bag of balls.
All right, here's my theory on Jamarcus Russell. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please.
Yes, sir. Drum roll, please.
Here it comes. They don't think he can get the job done. They feel they've made a mistake taking Jamarcus Russell with the number one pick overall.
I don't know. I hope
just my theory.
I have a theory too. Ready?
Yeah. They threw all that money at him.
They don't have a clue.
That's probably right.
I go with the second one.
You go with the second one.
Idiot.
Yeah, I can't believe this late in the season. There's no way you guys are going to compete with the San Diego Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs in that division to win the division. They're no way going to make the playoffs. Get the kid in. Get him some snaps. Let's see how he does.
I agree with Steven. Why don't they just go ahead and really, just cram him with as many plays as he can accept in a week or two, and then get him out there and just throw him out there and see what he can do. Because if he can make plays with Jerry Porter and Ronald Curry in the offense, then they're going to say, why didn't we start him at the start of the year?
Exactly.
Or
but
at least
you know
a few
what?
Weeks after he signed.
That's my point exactly. They're so afraid that if this kid comes in and they start winning games and he starts
they're
looking
not
good.
Get the number two draft pick?
No, that everyone's going to question
why didn't
wasn't
you play him earlier?
Come in sooner, exactly.
Well, you know what? General managers around football know that if you make a stink about dollars and cents and getting signed and getting into camp, there is a secret code in the NFL that you sign, you get your butt into camp, you show your respect for the team and the organization, you don't put yourself and your wallet ahead of the team. And that is the code. And he broke the code, so he is paying the price.
He's the number one pick, and they should have ponied up.
They should have, but he broke the code.
Yeah. I agree, Jeff, that he broke the code.
And he's being punished.
Sit him all of this year and wait until next year to actually get him on the field. And I think it's a mistake at this point.
Well, no, they're going to get a number two draft pick.
In the race, but they're out of the race now, so they're not going anywhere.
All right, wow, that was all because of Lamont Jordan's in the doghouse over there in Oakland.
But a lot of problems in Oakland to talk about.
All right, Jeffrey, did you give your running back?
I don't know. I got Jamal Lewis at Baltimore.
All right.
That's an easy one.
I'm flicking running back Travis Henry of the Denver Broncos. He's going up against the Titans defense, and that run defense is pretty solid. Plus, he's still kind of got a little bit of an injury. He's a little tweaked. Right now, Travis Henry, he's got a lot of other things to think about with the am I going to get suspended and my appeal and what's going on. He's not thinking about playing football. Don't play him.
He's going to meet with the NFL this Friday, and they're going to hear his appeal and make a ruling on it. The ruling's probably going to come down next week, and that's where we're going to find out if he's going to be suspended for a year or not. Odds on that he will be suspended. And I agree, he is my caution play of the week.
All right, caution play of the week.
What if they met in the Don Shula conference room, just like us? That'd be so cool.
Forget the Don Shula.
It was one of the coolest moments of my life.
It was. It was awesome to be in there, guests of the NFL, meeting in the Don Shula conference room. But right now we're talking wide receivers to Flick.
All right. I got Dwayne Bowe of Kansas City.
The Bowman.
At Indianapolis. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Bowe's been hit and miss this season, and this is one of those miss weeks.
All right. Who you got, Naz? Wide receiver.
Well, I'm going to just say one word for this guy. He's a rookie. Calvin Johnson, overrated.
That's about all I can say
right now.
I think those are two words.
Overrated.
I guess it's hyphenated.
Run them together real fast. Overrated.
Overrated.
All right. I'm actually going to go out on a little bit of a limb here.
Ooh.
I say New York Jets wide receiver Jericho Cotri. They're going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And right now, I'm not sure that Kellen Clemens is ready to go up against a defense like that. They're going to have to throw the ball because they're not going to be able to run the ball against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
I doubt the Jets get in the end zone in this game. So
this is going to be a good test to see if they've got something with Kellen Clemens or not. Because I tell you, if he throws a couple touchdowns, they're going to say, "Whoa,
yeah, we got
something. Start this kid earlier."
But it won't be the
and then if he doesn't, they're going to say, "Oh my gosh, all right, who are we going to draft next year, quarterback?"
Exactly. So there you go. Sit Cotri if you got him.
I'm starting Cotri. All right.
I'm starting him 2-1 leg, but only because really I have to.
I tell you what, right now, the first ever Fantasy Football Rants and Raves side bet, me and Jeff right now, Cotri doesn't get more
Wait
than...
Wait a minute. Naz Cotri says he's starting him, too.
Okay, and Naz, right here...
7 points, 8 points?
He doesn't get more than 5 points. Cotri, no more than 5 points. I got $10 on each
of
you.
Okay, now, wait a minute, guys. Is this a PPR league or not?
No, this is not a PPR league.
No PPR league, no.
So it's even easier. No, I only play in PPR leagues.
He's like, I only play in PPR leagues. No, no.
I'm all over that, but it's got to be given to a charity.
It'll be given to a charity.
That's fine.
Of my choosing, or your choosing.
When I win.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Okay.
Is this going to be the charity of Jeff?
The charity of Jeff. Could be my children's college fund. I don't know.
I do have the Stephen Miranda College Fund, even though I've
already college
Stephen's
fund.
Finished college.
College. All right, there you go. A little side bet. First time ever. Jericho Cotri will not get more than 5 points this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, moving on to tight ends. Oh, Naz, did you flick a wide receiver?
Yeah, Calvin Johnson.
Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah, the rookie's overrated. Okay, moving on to tight ends and our final flicks for week 11. Naz, why don't you take it away?
In Chicago, you got rookie Greg Olsen. He did the old big zero goose egg last week. I don't know if he's hit the rookie wall or maybe because they kind of switched quarterbacks right in the middle of that game.
I think that has a lot
like
to do
Grossman
with it.
Grossman is probably going to have to start this week for Greasy. You know, he's got the sprained shoulder, and we're going to see if he's going to be able to practice at all. Right now they're calling him day-to-day. But in my opinion, when a rookie blanks like that, then you sit him until he rebounds and does something.
Okay. Jeffrey, tight end.
I got Reggie Kelly, Cincinnati versus Arizona.
All right, that's very good. I'm telling you to flick and sit tight end Todd Heap of the Baltimore Ravens. You got to sit him just because right now he's still kind of nursing an injury, and now Steve McNair's out and Bowler's in, and Heap was kind of McNair's security blanket. I'm not sure Bowler uses him the same way.
Steven, he had a good matchup last week against Cincinnati and only got 3 points.
There you go. And now
he was one of my clicks.
Yeah, I say
disappointing season for Todd Heap.
Yeah, it really has been.
And the Cleveland Browns have been pretty decent on
which
on
makes me wonder. Well, you know what? Things are going so well that I think Derek Anderson's getting the production that he's not having to check down so much.
Right.
He's able to go long and air it out to Braylon Edwards and Kellen Winslow, and they're getting it done.
So the defense there will kind of shore up Todd Heap, and he will not produce more than 6 points this weekend as well. That's it. That's all our clicks and flicks for week 11. Lots of information there with injuries. Naz, once again, thank you very much for joining us.
And Naz, you had another special that you wanted to tease with.
That's right. With the season running out, give it to us, Naz.
Yeah, there's only 7 weeks left in the season, guys, but it's seven important weeks. There's a lot of people probably battling to get in their playoffs. Most regular seasons in fantasy football end in either week 13 or 14, so we got about 2, 3, 4 weeks here to either make it or break it. And so we already did the mid-season thing for $14.95. And for right now, if you use the following discount code, and whip out your pen and paper here and write this down real quick, it's FF, sorry about that, for fantasy football, RR for rants and raves, 995. That's right, $9.95. $9.95 will get you the rest of the season, the newsletter, 7 newsletters, $9.95. Just go to the ffmastermind.com, click on the order button there, and fill out the order form and choose the weekly newsletters for $14.95 down into the discount code down at the bottom. Once again, you want to put in FFRR995, and you'll get the newsletters for $9.95.
Plus,
and
you get these handy corn holders.
Pardon?
Don't forget about the handy corn holders free with your purchase.
No corn holes, but that gets you.
That's right.
That gets you
one
the
last
newsletters.
Thing I wanted to let everybody know. We're doing our final redrafter for rankings for the rest of the season.
Love
this
those.
Coming Friday.
Excellent.
So people want to know, who
really is somebody.
Really, yes. Who is really going to do it and kick it into gear here for playoff drive? And if you maybe this might be your last week or two to possibly get some trades in during your fantasy league, then this is a great tool to use for that. And that's going to come out on Friday.
And that's the Monster Excel spreadsheet where you put in your scoring scheme and you hit calculate, and it spits out basically, it orders and ranks everybody based on the scoring system the year league uses. I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
All right, Naz, I was just, I don't know if you heard the, well, you probably haven't heard it because we haven't put it up yet, but in the beginning of the show, we talked about the Fantasy Football Podcast Experts League that
Podcasters
I was in.
League.
Yes. And right now, I sit atop the division at 8-2, above Extra Points guys, Fantasy Football guys, Fanball, Roto World, Field Position, Fantasy Football Journal. So that's pretty
good. Representing good.
Representing good.
We rocked
representing
the house.
You good, dog. Representing you good.
You got Romo and Tio on that one?
Probably.
Actually, I was not able to get Romo, but I do have Tio in that league. And my number one pick in that league with the third pick overall, I took Joseph Addai.
Joseph Addai.
And he's been doing great for me. I also have Tio. I have the Chargers defense. My quarterback is Drew Brees. He is now just turning it around for me.
That's right.
Tight end of Heath Miller, and my kicker's David Aker. So it's a pretty good league. Pretty good team that I put together.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Good talking with you.
As always, thank you. Thank you for the discount, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll see you next week, guys.
Good night, Nas.
You've been listening to
The Mastermind Edge.
All right, so that was Michael, and we want to thank him again as we wind down week 11 and get ready for the playoff run.
Don't stop. I don't want to be thinking about playoffs just yet.
Dude, I'm already thinking about the combines.
Combines?
Yeah, I'm thinking about us being in the dome there in Indianapolis.
I know that would be lots.
That's
of fun.
My dream.
And then we can like evaluate rookies and stuff.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah, baby. All right, that's all the time we've got. You've got your clicks and flicks. Fantasy football playoffs are right around the corner. Week 13, week 14 generally start the playoffs for fantasy football. So you got to get ready if you're already in it. I mean, if you got a team that's, 10-0, 9-1, 8-2, 7-3, you're looking pretty good. If you're a 6-4, 5-5, 4-6, you need some help.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. Make sure you use our knowledge. Let us help you. Help me help you.
And don't do what I jokingly did last year and rest any of your starters for the playoffs.
Yeah, don't rest starters.
Because it's just make-believe.
All right, this has been Stephen Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Good night.
Fantasy Football Rants and Raves brought to you by Sin Sport, the premier cutting-edge fantasy football league hosting service. See them at synsport.com.
They provide the most advanced and customizable fantasy football league systems anywhere on the planet. Completely online, and best, Jeffrey, it's ad-free.
No ads, simply fantasy football the way you want it.
It's all about fantasy football.
Customizable, up-to-the-minute, in-game stats.
But, Jeffrey, if you want to save a couple of bucks, they do something unprecedented and post scores 1 hour after the conclusion of games.
Very cool. Plus, some of the best weekly matchup reports seen anywhere. Even better than the stuff I've put together. You can also count on some of the best customer service and customer response anywhere on the internet.
Check them out at synsport.com. That's synsport.com.